Good morning. Good to be back on the broadcast with you this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, trying to bring to you the Word of God this morning. We appreciate every listener. Trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. You that are shut in, not able to get out and go anywhere, we trust it'll be a special point in your life as we try to do the broadcast today. I don't want to lose sight of those that's in the listening audience. I don't know who they are. I don't know how many there are, but I do know one thing, that we're saved and called by the grace of God to preach the gospel, and we're going to try our best to do that today. So I want to send it out to all the shut-in, those out of town that's listening, that some listening in Scottsboro, Alabama. I trust it to be a blessing to your heart this morning as we open the Word of God together. Good to be saved this morning. I just want to tell the world and the devil, I'm glad that I'm redeemed. I'm glad that I know where I'm going when I leave this world. This is not the end, but it is the beginning. And Lord, we're going to have a good time with Him in glory. Good to be saved this morning. All right, we're going to have a word of prayer with you, and then we'll go into the song service and the message from the Word of God. Father, as we bow in your divine presence this morning, we want to thank you so much for saving us, redeeming us by your grace, for washing us in your blood and take away our sins as we confess them to you and become identified with the Savior that died for us on that old rugged cross. Thank God for the tree. Thank God for the tree. Thank God for the mercy of God. Oh, how he drawed us and brought us to himself and saved us when we surrendered all to Jesus. Have your way this morning. Blessed Lord, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you as we look into the songs today. You pray that God would use it for the glory of God this morning. Amen.
As we travel through the desert, storms beset us by the way. But beyond the river Jordan lies a field of endless day. Farther on, still go farther, count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake you never.
Where we're going out of this world this morning. Thank God for every blessing. Amen. Hope that was a blessing to you. Have another one now, sort of related to the message we're bringing today out of Revelation chapter 1. And now you listen as they sing.
One light is that shining so brightly for me, that gives me such courage the right way to see. What hope for my trusting soul ever shall be, God's wonderful blood divine. I love thee, O bountiful, precious, all thy Lord, a light on my pathways to shine. Make each his strength almost gone, that makes him determined to keep traveling on. What sweet consolation on heaven's bright shore, God's wonderful book divine. And I love thee, O precious Bible, a light on thy pathway to shine. Would stretch you on some treacherous shore. What compass will point you to heaven's bright goal? The God's wonderful work divine. But I love thee, O precious Bible, a light on thy pathway to shine. And it keeps me so happy, so happy.
Amen. God's book. Thank God for it, for the Word of God. I'm thankful for it this morning. God gave us a book and told us to read it. I just want to talk to you about this morning for a little while. Revelation chapter 1, we're going to read a few verses here. Revelation chapter 1, the redemption of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto him his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they may hear the words of the prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. All right, I want to try to go back to verses 1 and use the subject today we feel the Lord would have us to bring. And the Bible said, if you notice now, let's go to chapter 2. Who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus and a testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth. I want to talk to you this morning for a while on a subject that I feel like would get every one of us today. Not that I intend to do that, but it's what God put on my heart, and I can read the context of it and show you what God has showed me. The Bible said there in chapter 1 and verse 3, and he said simply these words, blessed is he that readeth and those that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And then over in verses 11, the Bible said, John said, saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in the book and send it unto his servant seven churches which are in Asia, and to Smyrna, and Thyatira, unto Sardis, Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Now I want to go back to the verse there that we hear what he's had to say. What thou seest, write in a book. Write it in a book. I want to use the subject today that's on my heart this morning. Simply these words. Are you reading the book? Are you reading the book? Have you read the book, the precious Word of God? Have you read the book? I'm not talking about just one time, but I'm talking about constantly. Are you reading the book? And there's a lot of things that will not happen to you because you've heard the Word of God and heeded the Word of God, and God used it that he might glorify himself, and you were simply glad to be in the house of God. Always a joy to go to church this morning. I praise God for that. So have you read the book? That's my subject this morning. Have you read the book? I'm not talking about a computer. I tell you, there's something about holding the Word of God in your hands in a book. Amen. Because the Bible plainly speaks about the book. The Word of God is found in the book. And there is no substitute for holding in your hand a copy of the Word of God. And there's an intimacy that's involved with reading out of the book. There's a spirituality to reading out of the book. God set it up that way, and God intended for us to read the book of God. I remember back over in Ezra where the Bible said that the people said, bring the book to us. Bring the book and read it to us. Read the Word of God. And they read it, and they heeded it, and they heard it, and God blessed them, and many souls were saved by His wonderful grace. So have you read the book this morning? Have you read the book? I want to say some things about the book that we're talking about. I'm not talking about Revised Standard Versions. I'm not talking about the TSV. I'm not talking about all these dozens of versions that claim to be on time for this generation and declaring anything to come before them is obsolete, antiquated, and will not work. But the Word of God works. Amen. The unadulterated, pure Word of the living God. I could preach a long time on that this morning, but the Bible is God's Word. It's a holy book. Praise God for that. Amen. But I want you to notice now what the Bible said. The angel told John, blessed is he that readeth. And then verse 11, he said, I'm your companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. And he said, listen, he said, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, what God is saying. Amen. You say, don't make any difference as long as it's been put down or listened to. It does make a difference in this situation here, because God gave the Word of God in a book. Amen. And if you don't have a good Bible, get yourself a good King James Bible and begin to read through it. Amen. And you'll find a blessing there. You'll find a revelation there beyond and above anything you ever thought existed from the Word of God. So he said here, I want to ask you again, have you read the book this morning? Have you read the book? It's a divinely given book. Amen. It's not just a figment of man's imaginations or a figment of his writing a story, but I'm telling you, as the Holy Ghost moved upon holy men of God, as they were inspired and filled and directed to write the Word of God. We've got the Bible today. You can hold in your hands. You can carry it in your car. You can put it in your truck, and you ought to have one in each one of them. You can do that this morning, because our life, it revolves around the Word of God. Around the Word of God. Yes, sir. But I want you to notice some things here in verses 1. The Bible said there's four elements of revelation in verses 1. First of all, what makes the book real good? What makes it wonderful this morning? It's not because man wrote it and man thought it up. That was the way it got here. The Bible said he inspired holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. They took a pen and they penned down the Word of God. God, meticulously, every word, every paragraph, every verse, every syllable is divinely given by Almighty God. You say, wait a minute, how could that happen? Well, it happened because John was on the Isle of Patmos at that time, and he was there taken away from his congregation, and he'd been preaching the Word of God, faithful to do that, but all of a sudden God permitted him to be taken from where he was, and we know the story there. But anyway, I want you to notice some things about how this morning. Four elements of revelation in verses 1. Let me read that verse again for you. And he said, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he said, and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. I'm telling you, there's some elements here in the book of Revelation that God intended for you and I to have. He intended not for it to be changed nor corrected, and thank you, I appreciate that. He did that. Brother, he did that. He didn't do that, that we might have in our hands a copy that's not really the Word of God. And that's not right for God's people this morning. But I was saying, there's four elements of revelation in verses 1. First of all, he revealed, it's revealed, the Word of God is revealed and authorized and backed by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. That's one element of revelation in verses 1. Here is the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ was real. He was bodily manifested into this world through the womb of a Virgin Mary, became a baby. baby, a juvenile, a toddler, a juvenile, and then a young man, and then he graduated right on into being the son of the living God. But look, notice this. First of all, there's the word Jesus Christ. It all, you've got a Bible this morning because Jesus Christ authorized the Word of God. We got a Bible. Why change anything God said? Amen. Why change anything God said? When God says it, believe it and practice it and leave it alone. Quit trying to change the Word of God. Some of you preachers out there are studying and using these other versions of the Scriptures, and there's so many mistakes, and there's so much lacking in them, and it's not even worthy to be called a Bible. But there's the book that men have put in front of the book, and the book is God's precious Word of the living God. Every word that God wanted to say is found in this Bible. We've got everything we need to get to heaven this morning. We've got everything we need, my friend, this morning to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got a place to go. We can go to the house of God. We've got a book to read. We can read the Scriptures. Amen. We've got the Holy Spirit, brother, to reveal things unto us and interpret the Word of God and convict us of our sins and rebuke us of our sins when we sin against God. And so there's the first element. The Bible said, listen, the element that he's talking about here, my friend, first of all, is Jesus Christ. The Bible said there in that verse 1, he said that the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, when I look at that verse this morning, I don't need to be convinced that it's God's Word. I don't need to be convinced that it's infallible and that it's inerrant and that it's given for this generation. But for he's an element in this book. Jesus Christ is very much so in a part of this book, but that he pinned down, that he spoke to holy men of God as they pinned it down and gave to us the Word of God. And so that's one element that's found. Listen, that's one element that's found in this book this morning. For the second revelation we're going to find this morning, the second revelation, he is not only Jesus Christ, but God is given here. Amen. God is given to here. And the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. God gave him the revelation. And so there's the second element in the revelation of God's Word, the second element to give us something we can trust and depend upon and whether get saved by and learn to live by as we look into the Word of God. When the Word of God is preached, like Paul told young Timothy, he said, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke with all authority. I should let no man, and I'm telling you, brother, we've got the Word of God, and the second element is God the Father. Amen. God gave this Word unto Jesus. Amen. And praise God, that thrills my soul this evening. This morning, it thrills my soul to know that God is involved in revealing to us the perfect book that we can hold in our hand today. Read it, believe it, stand by it, stand on it. And brother, I tell you, we got something we can depend upon. It's inerrant, don't have any errors at all in it. Amen. Praise God. And so the second element is God the Father. The third element we find in this book has got to do with the revelation. The Bible said, for thirdly, what did God? God gave it to Jesus. And then what did happen next? And he gave it to him. He's showing his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Oh, John's very much involved on the revealing the Word of God to this sinful generation. And to keep the Word of God for every generation. It's not going to get out of print. It's not going to get ineffective. It's going to be there for every generation that follows us, my friend. And because of that, we can trust the precious Word of God this morning. Amen. So the second element there is the second element, of course, was God. And then the angel, the Bible said, the angel in order. There's the angel, that's God. And then there's the angel. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Thank God there's some elements in this book that God only could give. Amen. No wonder you can depend upon it. No wonder you can stand upon it. No wonder you can believe the blessed Word of God. No wonder we've got a book this morning that will save every soul that will come to him. It reveals to us the plan of salvation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. And brother, we've got a book we can trust. Amen. We've got a book we can trust. There's the angel was involved in that. Amen. And then, there, of course, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and then God has been given unto us in order this morning. Then not only that, but he mentions something else now, that the Bible said, listen, the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. And so he said, and look, he said, it came to pass. Then he said, it signified it by his angel. So there's an element involved in the Word of God this morning. Have you even used an angel to bring it unto John? God gave it to him all the way back. You and traced it all the way back, and it ends up in God in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word of God. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. We got something we can trace this morning. We got an element that we can believe in, a book that we can trust, and preach the precious Word of the living God. We've got something this morning you can trust. And so there's God in this book. That's divine element. There's Jesus in this book. There was Jesus Christ. Then there's an angel in the book. Amen. Then there's John in the book. There's a human element this morning in this Word of God. You say, wait a minute, preacher. I thought you said it was God's Word. There he is. But God gave it and signified it by angel unto his servant John. Amen. First of all, John was a believer. John was saved by the grace of God. Amen. Praise God this morning. I'm telling you, Brother John the Revelator, I was very much a child of God. God could trust him. Jesus could trust him. The Holy Ghost could trust him. And he gave to him the blessed Word of God. Amen. And the book of Revelation was given by God. And the Word of God came unto us because God preserved it for every generation. And the Bible said, who is here who bear record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. But there was a human element there. There was a servant of God, obedient, worshiping, amen, preaching the Word of God. He was teaching the Scriptures. He was worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. He was a part of the family of an almighty God and a part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. John, I was a blessing to see that God could use this great man of God. Amen. So that John was involved. There's a human element. Holy men of God spake as they were moved. They pinned down the Scriptures. They wrote down the book. That's why I like to hold a book in my hand. The Word of God. Hold that book in your hand. When you go to church, carry your book. Amen. Carry your book. Put away other things that you have and carry the book of God. And you say, well, I can read the Scriptures out of the iPad. I know you can do that, but you need to hold the book. Amen. Hold the Word of the living God. And there's just something to a child of God when he holds a book in his hand and reads out of it, and God uses him for the glory of God. And so there was the four elements of Revelation. It's just Jesus Christ, God the Father, the angel of God, then the human element, which was John the Revelator. Amen. We should not be afraid to read the Word of God. Don't be afraid to read Revelation, but especially all the book of God. You can read from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and you can trust everything that's in that old King James book. Amen. You can trust that with your very soul, with your children's souls, with your grandchildren's souls. Brother, you can trust the Word of God. Tell it to them. Testify to them. Carry them to preaching where the preacher is preaching the Word of God. Amen. And so there's the blessing part of it is, oh, John the Revelator, what a blessing they was. And then notice in verses 3, what's he talking about there? Verses 3, the Bible says, blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth the Word of God. Reading the Scriptures. I'm not talking about listening to them, although you can and are left to do that, but it's not like reading them. Read the Word of God. Blessed is he that readeth. Read the Bible. Read the Scriptures. You say, I don't understand all of it. I don't either, but I believe every verse, every book, every noun, every pronoun. I believe all aspects of the Word of God. I can believe it. I can tell folks about Jesus because the Word of God gives us the plan of salvation, and we've got something we can trust in here this morning. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that keep and that hear the words of this prophecy. These that hear the word of this prophecy, when the man of God stands up, and brother, I tell you, takes a book of God, and then we stand in reverence to that book as he reads out of that book. That's not antiquated. That's respecting the Word of God that is saying, I'm glad we got a book that we can trust this morning. And so blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. And then this, the third thing that he wants us to hear the Word of God for, first of all, that is for the blessing that's in it. And we hear the Word of God and the prophecy. And then the Bible said, Keep those things which are written therein. Keep those things. Look to the Bible for your mode of life. Amen. Look to the Bible for your mode of dress. Amen. Look to the Bible for your mode of witnessing and going to the house of God and worshiping the Lord. Look to God for Jesus went to the house of God. Every change into God when he's here on this earth. Amen. Amen. On the Sabbath day, that was their Sabbath before that Jesus died. He was in the house of God. He went to the house of God reading scriptures in the house of God. You can trust this book this morning. How about that? How about the message? Have you read the book? Have you read the book? You say, well, I don't know. I'm telling you, have you read the book? And you say, well, I've read it. Well, read it again. And just keep on reading it again. Go it over and over. How many times through the years have we read the Word of God all the way through, brother, believe the Word of God? How many times have we trusted the Word of God? First of all, with our soul, amen. I trust the Word of God enough to put my faith in what this book tells me that I get saved by the grace of God. There's evidence this book works. Amen. I can take you to, I can take you to folks that I know got saved because God changed their life. Now, if he didn't change your hitching post, if he didn't change where you go, how you talk and what you do, I'm telling you there's something wrong somewhere. Amen. And so the Bible says, keep the things which are written in this book. Just keep the things that are written. Amen. Not only read them and hear them, but keep the things that's in this book. When you read them, your spiritual ear can hear them. And then keep the thing. You say, well, am I supposed to do what this Bible said? Yes, you are. And yes, we are. And brother, read it. But listen, write and divide the Word of God also. That you can pull something out of context. It will not make it good. But you've got to take it in context of what God is saying in His Bible for us that are saved by the grace of God. You've got to take it in context. Amen. So it's a book you can trust this morning. Sure it is. And blessed they hear the words of their prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. And then what did he say? The last part of that verse. The time is at hand. Listen to me this morning. The time is at hand. Jesus is going to come soon. Amen. You say, hey, when's it coming? I don't know. But I've had everything is pointing to what God told us about Jesus Christ and the last days. And brother, if I've ever known anything in my life, I know that we're living in the last days. And I pray every day, God, come on and get us out of this mess that we're in today. That's what the Israelites did every time they got in trouble. They called on God. Amen. And when we get in trouble, we better call on God. Because one day the Lord is going to come. One day Jesus is going to step out. And so he wrote those things which are written therein for the time is at hand. Let me read once again in verse 11. I was saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And now what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Thyatira, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and to Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. I'm going to send the book to the church. Amen. The church has got the book of God. And that's what we're here preached out of, the Word of God. I didn't come to hear something from Sears and Roebuck. I go to the house of God to hear the Word of God. I see your time is gone this morning. Appreciate you listening today. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Amen. You meet us in church this morning. Meet us in the house of God. God bless you.